God bless you, Namibia. I am so, so excited to be able to share with you again this morning. You're listening to Pastor Angela Sharpley. And I was wanting to share with you this week on being led by the Holy Spirit. And so I would like to read from the Word of God from the book of Romans 8, verse 5, verse 8, 9, and 11. And it goes as this. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give you life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Child of God, the Holy Spirit of God is very real. But we have this tendency that because we do not see the Spirit of God, we so easily can shift Him out of our daily routine. And I came to say to you today, dear listener, dear child of God, that the Holy Spirit of God is a person. It is not just an entity out there. The Holy Spirit of God is a person. And God has created us right from the beginning, body, soul, and spirit. We are spirit beings. We have a soul and we live in a body. Therefore, to be led by the Holy Spirit means to be absolutely tuned in to our Creator, to be tuned in to God, and God is Spirit, which means to be tuned in means that our spirit man has to be completely connected with God in order to communicate with God through the Holy Spirit. The link, the connection between us and God can only be the Holy Spirit, because it's the spirit part of God that connects with the spirit part of us, and that makes us unite like a hand in a glove. The Holy Spirit of God, number one, leads us to receive. To receive what, child of God? The Holy Spirit of God leads us to receive relationship with God, not with a church or with an apostle or with a pastor or with a domini. No, no, no. The Holy Spirit of God leads us to have a relationship with God, and that is what's carrying the weight in the spirit realm. The same Spirit who has risen Jesus Christ from the dead then comes to live inside of us through the gift of salvation. That is the day we became saved. And if you are not saved, if you are not born again today and you're listening to me, get into that powerful, powerful relationship with God. In the presence of God, by the Holy Spirit, we can fellowship with Him. We have communion with Him. We have intimacy. We come into a place where we share laughter, joy, singing, crying, love, happiness, peace, and thanksgiving. Child of God, and whoever is listening to me today, there comes a place in your life where you've got to just slot into God because nothing else is working. All by ourselves then, for that matter. Understanding that God is spirit and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. This is how we obtain true freedom, true liberty. And this is how we get completely transformed into new people. The spirit realm is very active. It is very real, more than what we could ever imagine. And the next point I would like to share with you. The Holy Spirit of God leads us to receive the promise of God. There are many promises in the Word of God, yes, but there's this promise, the Holy Spirit, that Jesus has promised us that when He goes, He will not leave us as orphans, but He will send us a helper. And you know what, child of God? If we could do it alone, we would not need a helper. But here we are, having the Holy Spirit to help us, to guide us, to equip us in whatever way we need Him to do. Please come into a place where you accept and experience the Holy Spirit for who He really is. supernaturally giving you the ability to do far above what you could ever imagine or dream. God bless you. Amen.